Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But soon we will have greatness again.
The likelihood of him being reelected is greater than it was yesterday.
I'm here today to talk about the flood.
I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question.
Yeah, maybe not, Corinne Jean-Pierre. How about that? Hey, we're going to get to more of that for you here in just a minute. Glad you're back with us, though, on the Mark Cox Morning Show, in here along with Carl and Scott. And we're going to get you, Sue will get you to work, too, if there's any traffic problems out there. It's been a dry morning. Beautiful day yesterday, and hopefully we get a little more of cool days like that, right? Just the heat's been unbearable recently, but we got it straightened out. It's all climate change. We know that. As soon as we stop driving, this will all go away. So don't worry about it. Flooding, all that, all related to the climate. By the way, I've got to get back to – we're going to get back to this in just a couple of minutes. I got John Solomon at the bottom of the hour. Of course, he's founder of Just the News. You know him as a longtime investigative journalist in Washington, D.C. He's got some thoughts on this Mar-a-Lago raid and what was going on with it and maybe what was behind it. We're going to get to that. I got Stacey on the right coming up in the next hour at about 8:35. We're going to talk to Jane Duker in just a few minutes here. She's going to be on the bottom line today because she's now out of the race for county executive. Who does she support? What's she going to do? What are the options coming up for us in St. Louis County, specifically in November? And we'll talk about the election last night because big wins in the primary for President Trump, for candidates he had endorsed. But for a moment, I just want to get back to that Corinne Jean-Pierre story yesterday because she can't answer questions. It's the most amazing thing that I've seen. We've seen good press secretaries. We've seen bad press secretaries. She falls in the consistently weak category. When you have to go out, wait for a question that you know is probably coming, thumb to that page in your little handbook in front of you, and then read the answers off a piece of paper, that doesn't look good. You know, whether you liked Peppermint Patty or not, she could talk off the cuff, right? There's no doubt about that. Listen to this, for example. Go to cut 14, please.
Does the president believe that the Justice Department acted accordingly here?
That is not. I'll say this again. That's up for the Department of Justice to decide. It is when it comes to the criminal investigation, it is independent, and they make that decision.
She got that question from a variety of different angles. Go to 15, please.
Lastly, does the White House, if the president believe, would be helpful both domestically and signal that sense abroad for the Department of Justice to be more open about the reasons for that search warrant, the underlying evidence there?
Again, this is not something I'm going to comment on today or from here at all. This goes to the Department of Justice, and that's where I refer you to.
Finally, Peter Ducey took a run at it. Go to cut 17, Carl, please.
Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law. The president believes in the independence of the Department
of
Justice.
That's a yes or no.
It's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question. And I'm No, I'm answering the question, and I'm telling you that we are not going to comment on a criminal investigation. The president has been very clear. I laid out what his thoughts were back on January 7th in 2021 about how he saw the Department of Justice. And I'm just going to leave it there. We're not going to comment from here, from this White House, on a criminal investigation that is currently happening.
Oh, of my political opponent. She forgot to, she didn't finish the sentence. I'm not going to comment on a criminal investigation. So now she says it is criminal of her, of the primary opponent for the White House. Interesting. Let's get to Genevieve, please.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood with us this morning, senior advisor at heritage.org, the website. Genevieve, how are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Yeah.
Enjoy those clips you just played. That was never gets old.
Well, it's kind of enlightening, you know, and I mean, there's nothing going on this week at all other than the raid on the president's private home down in Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, the interesting thing about that is guess whose home never got raided? Sandy Berger, who pleaded guilty to walking into the National Archives and stealing,
stealing
pieces of the National Archives, shoving them into his socks and his underwear and walking back out of the building. But his home didn't get raided. His office didn't get raided. Hillary Clinton's home didn't get raided. She's trying to sell merchandise off that fact now, apparently. I don't know if you heard that story today or not, but she's selling hats now that say about her emails, because everybody always goes back to that. But we know what she got away with. I mean, that's why this is so maddening to me.
Well, I think that's where the average citizen, whether you were a big supporter of President Trump's or not, you look at a situation like that. I mean, everybody thought Hillary was guilty. You might still like her. You might still have voted for her. But I don't know hardly anybody that thought over 33,000 emails, not one of them had official White House business on it. And I don't know anybody who thinks you direct people on your team to go take hammers to your servers and phones and think that that's normal. Like, that's just not the way it works. But everybody knew the Clintons kind of got away with stuff. But so that as a backdrop makes this look even worse than it would if it was a standalone situation with President Trump. But there's a lot of other people. I mean, David Petraeus, remember him? Mm-hmm. He admitted to telling his mistress about classified information. These folks never even really got brought up on any kind of investigation whatsoever, much less indicted or had a raid of their home.
Well, yeah. And we won't get those answers. And that's why I think, and I finally heard Mitch McConnell come out and say this, but Josh Hawley and so many other people, Lindsey Graham, have said the Justice Department needs to tell us something. If this is only about the National Records Act or whatever they've quoted so far, this is a tremendous overreach of what you've done here and stepping over the boundaries, because that's not how these things have ever been handled in this country, ever. But if there's more to it, then we deserve to know that as well.
And sooner rather than later. And there's no reason not to. If you've got the goods, then why can't you tell folks, you know, here's why we want to have the investigation. Here's what we want to take them to court on. I mean, you know, you don't just haul people into court without saying first what it's about. And this is the kind of situation where they're just like letting him hang out there. And let's also be clear, Mark, I don't like comparing this to the Hillary Clinton situation or to Sandy Berger, because we don't know if they have anything on Trump. I mean, Sandy Berger admitted he took classified information. The president says he hasn't done that. That they've been cooperating, trying to get any files back that they should have or shouldn't have. But there hasn't, you know, we haven't seen the president run off to, I don't know, you know, Barbados or somewhere and try to hide documents. I mean, there's been no unusual behavior that anybody knows about that would suggest they weren't continuing to cooperate. Maybe they had a day here and there where they didn't agree on something, but that is a very different situation than somebody intentionally trying to hide or destroy documents.
Yeah.
And there just isn't any evidence of that, at least that we know of. So if there is something, they ought to tell us.
Genevieve Wood, my guest from the Heritage Foundation, do you expect, as many people do, that all this does is add jet fuel to the president's possible run for office again in 2024? I mean, I think it's just going to harden the divide and probably even win him more sympathizers.
Well, especially, Mark, if it comes out they don't have anything, or that what they have is such pathetic craziness that would never, ever be brought up on anybody else. If that's what happens, then I think, yeah, because it will be him saying, I told you I was right, I am right, and I'm going to prove it again. And I think a lot of people then will be like, you know what, he deserves a second chance, because it will just show that this has been time from before he was elected in 2016. They've been using operations within the government, the FBI in particular, to go after him, to investigate him and try to find something throughout his presidency. We know about all the impeachments and the Russia scandals and so on that they never got the goods on. So, you know, I think a lot of people go, maybe, you know, he deserves another shot, because they've been after him this whole time and he'd never prove anything.
Yeah, it's a great point. I don't know what happens next. I do know that in this particular case, a lot of Americans are disturbed by this, because I ran the interview earlier with his attorney, who said she didn't, she wasn't allowed to see the warrant at first. They really played hardball with her. Nobody was allowed to be in the residence while they were searching for papers. It wasn't a drug raid. They were searching for papers. So I just think that they mishandled this from the get-go. Just my personal opinion there. Genevieve, I have to ask, I'm watching around the country a lot of different commentators talking about how the Roe v. Wade being overturned might have an impact in turnout in November. The mainstream media, this is no surprise to any of us, they're in lockstep with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party in terms of how they present news. Did you see this story out of Nebraska yesterday with the woman charged?
Did not.
So I don't mean to drop this on you, but I'll just tell you, you can Google search this and you'll see what I'm talking about. Here's the headline on ABC News. Nebraska woman charged with helping daughter have an abortion. So what the media wants to do is get people whipped up. Oh, my gosh. They've actually charged a mother who took her 17-year-old daughter and helped her get an abortion, because in Nebraska now, that's illegal. It's illegal to perform an abortion after 20 weeks. This baby was 24 weeks, apparently, when the mother found medication to induce an abortion. But there's so much more to this story, and nobody should be surprised that all the mainstream media just wants to couch it as a, how dare they charge a woman with helping her daughter have an abortion. She didn't just help her have an abortion. She helped her burn and bury the fetus afterwards. I mean, this is a sick individual that we're talking about here. This isn't a mother trying to help out her 17-year-old daughter. These people were sick and twisted, but that's not how the media is good. They bury that. You have to go, in some cases, at the bottom of the first paragraph to find out the real story here.
Well, that is not unusual in the way the media reports. They always want to bury the real evidence. It seems like at the bottom of the story, you have to read to the end. But you're absolutely right, Mark, on this particular issue specifically. The media is trying very hard in lockstep with Planned Parenthood and other abortion advocates and abortion lawmakers, pro-abortion lawmakers, to try to whip up the base going into November. I mean, it's the one thing I think they feel they have. They can't whip up people over, you know, low prices or the economy, or, you know, Joe Biden is so great, let's charge ahead. What they've got right now is the abortion case on their side. It's on a topic, though, I think this is where they could overplay their hand. When you look at polls that say what are the most important issues to average Americans, abortion is not in the top five. I don't even know if it's in the top seven. And so if you're trying to worry about the people in the middle who you need to vote on your side, not just your base, I don't think that moves them. And I think, look, we had the debate. A lot of states are now going to be having that debate. The issue is not going to go away. But I don't think it is the issue on the ballot for most Americans this November. It may be for some, but I don't think it is for the majority of folks. So is it going to get a few extra votes out? Absolutely. Is it going to be able to turn the elections? Not if conservatives go to the polls like they should.
I agree, because it's not on the ballot. And I think that's the difference. Recently, Eric Schmidt, who is the attorney general, is now the Republican nominee for Senate in the state of Missouri, held a rally here. And he had Ted Cruz in town, and I wanted to hear Ted Cruz speak, so I went over there and attended this thing. And the protesters lined the streets, Genevieve, out in front of the building, not because of Eric Schmidt, but because they were mad that Ted Cruz was there, and they blame him for the conservative majority on the Supreme Court, and therefore they all were holding signs about pro-choice moms and all this stuff out in front of the place. They've targeted their ire at Ted Cruz for what's happened there. Now, I expect that group of activists, there are probably 40 of them, will go vote in November. I just don't think, as you said, it resonates with the majority of people who are either going to vote or thinking about voting in November.
Right. No, and look, those people are going to go vote anyway,
yeah.
I mean, most likely,
yeah.
Right? Or
yeah.
They're not worth their salt as activists. But look, again, I'm not suggesting it will have no effect. I just don't know that it will have the effect they're hoping for, which is to hold on to the House, for example, or even to hold on to a particular seat. And two, I mean, look, I think the other area that they may try to start pushing for some attention is what they've done with this quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
I think the Democrats are going to want to start talking about that and try to make an economic case for why they should still be involved and not have it just be on the abortion issue. So some of the fire may turn anyway just because Democrats are going to try to turn it.
Well, feel free to use this there at the Daily Signal, but I have re-termed that the Economic Reduction Act. Because
I like that.
That's what it's going to do, right? It's
yeah,
got to hurt.
Totally.
I mean, I'm not an economist, but I know what the definition of inflation is. Well, if they've changed it, they should probably have held a news conference and told me that. But you send too many dollars after too few goods. It sends out more dollars, they're almost intentionally trying to hurt manufacturing in this country. And I'm baffled by it.
Well, it's because it's all part of the Green New Deal. You can't be part of the Green New Deal wave and have, you know, people produce things.
I guess.
Basically, you also can't have people produce people because, as we know, people are the problem, according to them. So
mm-hmm.
we need to get rid of more people, which explains a lot of their policies. But, I mean, Mark, this goes back to the whole, like, weaponizing of the government. All these new IRS agents, they've authorized 87,000. I mean, if you go and look at who gets audited, it is not just rich people, okay? It's not just rich people who get audited. As a matter of fact, these 87,000 agents, if you're a sole proprietor, there's a very good chance that the increase in audits for sole proprietors, people who run their own business, a lot of people who are doing that now, especially after the pandemic, that could go up almost 20% of the folks who get audited. A lot of people who make under $55,000 a year will get audited. This is not just something that goes after billionaires, who, by the way, have tons of accountants and lawyers on their staff who can handle audits, right? I don't know anybody who makes $50,000 a year who has a personal lawyer and accountant. I don't have that. So if they come after me, that's going to come out of my pocket to figure out how to deal with it.
You don't keep somebody on retainer, Genevieve?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, maybe I should, considering my politics. But no, I mean, if they're going to politicize these groups, do we think these IRS agents aren't going to be politicized in some way?
Yeah.
You don't think they may be? Remember Lois Lerner?
We do.
The IRS is known for this. So this is why all of this points in a very threatening and scary position if we don't turn it around.
Should be. Genevieve Wood, thank you so much for your time today. We always love having you on.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, at Genevieve Wood. If you're on Twitter there, heritage.org, dailysignal.com. They got some great articles up there about everything we just talked about. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to John Solomon. Love that guy. He's one of the leading investigative journalists. He's been around Washington for years. He's got some thoughts on this raid on Mar-a-Lago and whether it was legal and what they were really after. We'll get to John Solomon right after the break.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.